Welcome to Classical Baddies. My name is Sophia.
I'm Katie.
And I'm Yusha. And today we're going to be taking a quiz on classical NPR that says, which classical composer are you? You guys can find it and play along with us. We won't say our answers. We'll just unveil who we have been deigned as at the end.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Shall we get started?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Quick. And
let's start.
Quick, you just had a brilliant idea. What do you do next? What do you mean? All my ideas are brilliant. I will put in time to make it perfect. It's not so simple, man. People don't accept me or my ideas. It will be all over the internet tomorrow. Just you wait. Or, are you sure it's brilliant? I mean, I don't know. You really like it?
So insecure. I mean, also relatable, but yeah.
Okay. Next question. Your friends are meeting for dinner at 6 p.m. What time do you arrive? I don't have any friends.
Nice.
I try to not let time bother me. 6 p.m. on the dime. But is Felicia coming? I can't stand her. I'm not going.
Bye, Felicia. Sorry.
We.
Sorry.
No. We usually have dinner at my place. Or 5:30 p.m. How could I miss spending time with my loyal companions?
They're missing the option of I tried to show up at 6, but I got there at 6:30 because yep. I just can't help it.
I have no executive function. Yeah. Like, yip, yip.
Yeah. Yip, yip. Yeah.
Next question.
I don't like the answers for that one. Sorry. Oh, I'm going to read this one. Hold up.
Yeah.
If you could write just one piece of music, what would it be about? Love, death, God, my people, my personal struggles. The contemporary moment. Better answers, please. I really love my people. Do they mean my people as in like
my culture? Nation?
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
I suppose it's whatever it means to you.
Okay.
Katie?
I'm struggling. I don't know what I would write about.
I know. It's weird.
I'm trying to think about what my most recent song that I'm writing is about. Okay. Next question. How appreciated do you feel?
On a scale of 1 to 10?
I have earned whatever notoriety I deserve.
Notoriety?
People know my name, but alas, not who I really am.
Oh, God. Okay.
If only people would just listen better, then they would understand. I often feel as if I've been forgotten.
Wait, is this like as a composer? Or is this supposed to be in general?
I guess this is as a composer, but.
No. This is who you are, because otherwise you're just kind of feeding into what composer you want to be.
Yeah.
This is how you feel as a person.
I guess.
These are all
the artists that I'm not known.
They don't necessarily mean actually famous. They mean like within your friends or within your community.
Yeah. Okay. But then how does if only people just listen better then they would understand apply?
Well, people who feel like their friends don't listen to them.
I guess.
Do you have anything you want to confess, Yusha?
What?
I said, do you have anything you want to confess?
That was not my answer, for sure.
Turn this podcast into an episode of
Dr.
Therapy.
Phil.
There you go. I just blanked. I almost said Maury, and I'm like, oh, nobody's the father.
God, I hope not.
Dad? I didn't know you stole my blood, my bone marrow.
Oh, Okay. Should we go to the next question? Remember that great...
I'm trying, Sophia. I'm sorry. Remember that great idea you just had? It didn't work out. ...
Can I read the options or what?
Right. Story of my life. Well, shucks. Square one. Here I come. Sometimes I wonder why I even try. If only people were more accepting of new things. People's tastes these days. I mean, honestly.
We live in a society that doesn't appreciate me. I feel like aw shucks needs to be read in like a cartoon voice. They're like, aw shucks, square one, here I come. Like,
new voice actor.
Yes, hire me. Mm-hmm. For all your voice acting needs.
Sophia, is it really hard to decide?
I don't know. Just like look at the last two and they're so defeatist, you know? Or so the first mm-hmm. one's very defeatist as well. The story of my life. Actually, sometimes I wonder why I even try. It's very defeatist. There's only one that isn't super like, I suck and the world doesn't appreciate me. Other than music, I am most inspired by literature. Nothing beats a good book. Twilight the Opera is coming. Mark my words. It's coming. Although if anyone writes it now, I will consider it copyright infringement because it's mine.
Yeah. ours. It's ours.
Ours. Sorry. 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 The glory of God. The prospect of eternal fame. The beauty of nature. Nah, it's really only music that does it for me.
Okay.
Okay.
Next question. If I could have been born in any century,
this is a dangerous question.
Not like other girls. I was born in the wrong century. Anyways.
I almost said I missed.
What were you gonna
say? I almost said I missed the Black Plague, and I was like, oh. Oh wait a minute.
No, we're in the yeah no.
There's just less rats this time.
If I could have been born in any century, I would choose the 17th century, the age of religion and fancy castles. 18th century, the Enlightenment. 19th century, revolutions and romantics. 20th century, what a time that was. 22nd century, neither past nor present can handle me.
I feel like
Sorry. I was gonna say that these are very Western.
I know.
What if I don't want to live in Western society during these times?
I know, and I feel like it's always a loaded question for like women, because it's like, do you like having rights and healthcare? And it's like, yeah, I like both of these things. I mean, like aesthetically, I guess you're supposed to appreciate the other thing, but it's like, I'd prefer not to die in childbirth, just like personally, you know?
Yeah, same. And like also like, you know, racism and stuff like that. So like, I would not want to go into the past in Western society. If I was going to go into the past, I would probably go back to Iran or something like that.
Yeah.
Go back to Iran. I mean, don't go to Iran.
Yeah. I also don't wish to be burned at the stake for my sexuality. So,
you know, that's the party. I mean, aesthetically, do I want to be like a sexy pirate in the past? Just singing and swinging a sword. Yeah.
Yeah.
Practically, is that what it'd be? You'd probably end up eating like hardtack and sea turtle meat. Like, that's not
and getting
glamorous.
Scurvy.
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what to put. Like, right. It's 19th century. It's not Bridgerton. It's not Pride or Prejudice. It's literally like, you're literally drinking poison.
Yeah.
Like 17th century, the age of religion and fancy castles, like, okay, in Western society, but like in other places, not so much, you know?
Yeah.
So like, maybe I would like to be in 17th century elsewhere, but not.
I'm gonna go back to the Stone Age. No words.
Yeah.
Just nomad. I'm gonna stop them from cultivating fields. No more capitalism.
I'm gonna go back in time and stop the invention of the wheel. No fire.
Just so the human race will slowly die out.
Yeah. That's the dream.
No, God. You've just been commissioned to write a piece of music. It will take the form of an opera, Twilight the Opera, a string quartet, yes, something you've never heard before, folk dances, a symphony, a piano concerto. I think I'd have the most fun writing an opera.
Me too.
Yeah.
Oh, we're not supposed to say our answers.
No,
that's true. But also, I mean,
we did mention Twilight the Opera already, so
fair enough.
Yeah.
Although I'm just thinking about like me trying to write a piano concerto, or a symphony, just anything. I'm not good if it's not just words and a piano.
I don't know enough to write music like that.
Same. I'd like to thank Sibelius for allowing me to transpose whatever I write into whatever instrument I choose.
Props to you, Sibelius. Props to you. Not sponsored. Next question.
By Sibelius.
To get inspiration for my new piece, I will relax in my study, walk in the woods, improvise at the piano, admire beautiful architecture, hit the road, or visit a foreign country.
I feel like visit a foreign country is like, you know, really grounds for exoticism. But like, do you actually ever go like look? I mean, I guess you could if you like end up writing a piece about nature or something like that. And go out there and you're like, ah, the birds.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't think I've ever personally written a song about like birds, unless I'm using the nature as like a metaphor.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I feel like, Katie, you just gotta pick like a whack bird. You just gotta write about like a kiwi bird or something.
Yeah, except they don't actually throw themselves off cliffs. That was just the cameraman looking for something interesting to film, so they started throwing them off cliffs.
Aren't they endangered?
Yes.
Holy crap.
Are you sure this is true?
What? Wait, no. Okay, we're Googling this right now. Hold up. Kiwi birds thrown off cliffs. Why do these birds throw themselves off cliffs? Earth, barnacles, goslings, terrifying cliff. What? What?
Is it true?
Apparently there's voter fraud in New Zealand's Bird of the Year competition. That's the news article that came up for me. Because for BBC Earth, they have a video saying baby chick jumps off cliff, but I can't see if it's a kiwi bird or not. I'm seeing nothing about this, Katie.
Yeah, I don't think that's true.
We can't give out unsubstantiated bird facts on this podcast.
One second.
Because lemmings apparently jump from cliffs, but it's not a kiwi bird.
Maybe I was thinking of lemmings. I don't know my birds.
A lemming? What is a lemming?
I don't know.
I don't think they would have thrown them off of the cliff, right?
A lemming's a rodent.
No, I know, but I just meant still, like, if we're going to apply what was being said to lemmings, do lemmings really commit mass suicide?
Holy crap.
Holy shit. Wait. Lemmings are small creatures with wild reputations. In the 17th century, naturalists perplexed by the habit of Norway lemmings to suddenly appear in large numbers, seemingly out of nowhere, came to the conclusion that the animals were spontaneously generated in the sky and then falling to earth like rain.
It's raining lemmings.
Hallelujah. It's raining lemmings.
And in brackets, they're like, the prosaic truth is that they migrate in herds. Well, no shit. And then some people also thought that lemmings explode if they become sufficiently angry. Just like.
I too am a lemming.
Science, like back then, really was just whatever people thought up. Like you wrote in the book and they're like, yeah, sounds legit.
Oh, that God. Seems
right.
Exploding lemmings that fall from the sky. Like.
Okay.
Like, okay, did okay. they just come down in a downpour? Like it's a lovely day. You see some rain clouds and like, oh man, yeah, there's been a bit of a drought and just lemmings.
No water.
Lemmings, but lemmings do not commit suicide.
Okay.
Lemming populations boom every 3 or 4 years. When the concentration of lemmings becomes too high in one area, a large group will set out in search of a new home. Okay. Lemmings can swim, so if they reach a water obstacle, such as river or lake, they may try to cross it. Inevitably, a few drown, but it's hardly suicide.
Okay.
Well, I'm glad they don't.
Well, this has been Classical Baddies. Bring you non-classical information.
Okay. I guess we'll never hear. Yeah, it's been nice, you guys. Thanks for listening up to this point. We're sorry.
We're now a nature podcast.
About lemons.
Oh, God. We'll make sure to put, yeah, God.
Mm-hmm. Okay, next question.
While rehearsing your new piece, one of the performers has not come prepared.
Don't what look at me do like you that. Do?
Is it Felicia? She's insufferable. I'm going to scream.
Damn it. What's it with Felicia?
I don't know. She's a bitch. Quiz.
Yeah.
Sulk. I put my heart and soul into my work and they can't even practice. Someone's actually rehearsing one of my pieces? Wow. You know, it's all right. My music will stand the test of time. Make them play their part in front of the entire orchestra.
That's what you get, Felicia. That's what you get. Yeah. Oh. Besides classical music, I am also fond of jazz. Anything I can describe as quote unquote indie. Okay, beard man. Sorry. Oh, folk music, electronic music. Show tunes / musicals. Want to hear one?
No.
I mean, I say that as like someone who was a theater kid.
Yeah, like I love, you know, musicals and stuff, but anytime when someone says that, no.
No. And last one, rock me, Amadeus. Yeah.
All right. Oh. Are we ready for the big reveal?
Oh, I haven't clicked on one.
Wait,
yet.
No, I haven't picked one because like I like all music and all of these sound stupid.
They didn't have pop punk on there, so it's fine. Yeah.
Where's WAP? Sorry. because, like, I like all of these. It's just like.
Yeah. Oh my God.
The way this with these are written makes me feel like a jerk.
Yeah. Sophia.
You guys get your answer yet?
I did.
It's calculating. Oh.
Okay. So, what did you guys get?
Katie, you go first.
Because I got Giuseppe Verdi.
Oh.
A reclusive, prickly, and difficult genius. Verdi was a master storyteller who composed some of the most brilliant operas at a time when he faced many competitors. Not surprisingly, he was a fierce advocate for himself, a huge stickler for details, held intense grudges, and was often unwilling to compromise. Okay, I see it now. But he knew all of this was required to give true voice to the masterpieces he wrote. As a result, he earned international celebrity status, but his personal relationships were often strained and difficult. Like Verdi, you might be a bit of a control freak. That's not true at all. You often have great ideas and are willing to go to extreme lengths to pursue them. Okay.
I'm pretty sure, is he a Virgo? He's a Libra.
Of course he's a Libra.
Okay. Sophia?
Yeah. I got George Gershwin. Gregarious, yeah. Gregarious and enthusiastic, George Gershwin was a titan of 20th century American music. Although known to have had a bit of an ego, he more than made up for it. Oh my god, I can't read. He more than made up for it with his amazing talent for writing timeless melodies. He is famous for blending jazz and classical music and was equally at home writing for orchestra as well as Broadway. There it is. As a result, yep. His music is occasionally hard to categorize, but has an extremely broad appeal. Like Gershwin, you've probably memorized a couple of show tunes. You know, maybe a couple dozen or so. You don't have to call me out on it. Your taste is probably a bit of eclectic, but darn it, you know good music when you hear it.
Also a Libra.
Oh.
Oh.
Okay.
All right. Do you really?
Nisha?
Oh God. Okay. I think you guys could probably guess the. Okay, so not that you could guess who this is, because it baffled me. Johann Sebastian Bach.
Yes!
But like reading the description. So, God, this. An embattled genius who fought his whole life against what he saw as a lifelong train of fools, vexations, and needless hindrances. Johann Sebastian Bach is something of a conundrum in the history of music. His dual capacity for rage and empathy comes through in many of his works, as does his Protestant view of servitude to God.
Oh, although Nisha. Large. Didn't know you found the Lord.
Although largely unrecognized during and after his life, I'm assuming they mean briefly after his life.
Yeah.
Bach's tremendous and brilliant oeuvre has now earned him a place among the greatest musical minds of all time. Wow, what an honor.
Yeah.
Can you guys guess what his zodiac sign is?
It's an Aries. I literally just googling it as you're speaking.
Yeah. He's an Aries.
Nisha, how do you feel about having 22 children?
Jesus Christ. No, thank you. Ow.
Oh my God. Okay.
Was it all with the same wife? Hold up.
That poor lady.
I think he had two wives.
Oh, okay. Well, that's still like 11 children each, so that's too much.
That's too many children. That's an unreasonable quantity of children. What do you do with them all?
I don't know. Raise them to become more box.
Yeah.
I think.
My goodness. Okay, well.
Oh my God.
On that note.
Thank you for listening to us today. This has been interesting, to say the least. You can find us on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, TikTok, and Tumblr under Classical Baddies. And on all of our social media sites, you'll find a link to our card site.
And on our card site, you can find everywhere that we are streamed, including Spotify, Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and many, many more.
As always, thank you so much for listening this week or whenever you happen to tune in. We hope this was enlightening for you and that you really learned something about lemmings today. This has been Classical Baddies. Hope to catch you next time. Bye, guys.
Bye.